Jeff, we've got some Board of Education elections coming up. And
in just a couple of weeks.
And what seems unusual this year is the interest in so many seats, the challengers that we've got, the number of candidates that are out there. We could be looking at some significant shakeup in the board.
Yeah, and I mean, there are always challengers, almost always challengers for these district elections. But obviously, we're paying a lot more attention to them because a big fish has jumped out into this little pond, and that's Carl Paladino. Very high-profile developer, former gubernatorial candidate, and all-around rich guy who's vowed to spend a lot of money, not just so that to elect himself to the Park District seat, which represents South Buffalo, but he has pledged to support candidates in other districts as well. In fact, the only incumbent that he says he will not, that he is not open to challenging or supporting a challenger against is Jay McCarthy from the North District. Who he says he'll support.
How do you see this shakeup, in a sense, affecting the school board? There have been critics from all factions of the city who have focused on the school board and looked at them as being, let's say, not productive in turning the schools around. Do you see this influx of interest now making a significant change?
First of all, we'll have to gauge and measure what this influx of interest actually is. Typically, about 5% of eligible voters participate in school board elections, which are held in the spring. Maybe because Paladino is involved and he's very popular in South Buffalo and polarizing, especially in the African-American community, you know, maybe that ticks up to like 6 or 7%. How much difference or how much more public interest there is as a result of this particular election and Carl Paladino's high-profile candidacy remains to be seen. But let's imagine it's quite likely that Carl Paladino will win a seat. He's very popular in the district that he wants to represent. Let's say that he is very successful across the board with his candidates and he kicks out a lot of incumbents, maybe even gains a majority that feels more or less as he does about the board. You know, the board is still, it's got some influence and power. Board members have a soapbox to stand on to talk about education issues and policies. But there are a lot of state mandates that are totally intractable. You can't escape them. And it's a very sort of narrow pound in which education reformers can move, really to change education policy and to change the way we deliver education to public school students in a city like Buffalo and any city in New York State. It takes action at the state level, at the legislative level and the executive level.
So as much change as Carl Paladino would like to make, he's going to be rather restricted by protocols that are already in place.
Protocols and facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has long sought an elected position. Do you think he's going to be happy now with a school board post, or may we still see him out there looking for a governorship or some other position?
Carl Paladino is a curious cat. When he applies himself to an issue, he's pretty single-minded about it. So he may be frustrated once he's elected to learn how little he can accomplish. He will never be frustrated in terms of getting his message out. And maybe the school board will serve as a vehicle for that. I can imagine him being very happy in the role. I can also imagine him saying, forget this. And walking away and building another building somewhere, renovating an old one, whatever.
Now, Ralph Fernandez is facing a challenge as well.
Yeah, there's a couple interesting challenges. So Ralph Fernandez, a school board president, is being challenged by James Sampson, who is the president of Gateway Longview. And James Sampson ran for an at-large seat last go-around and did not succeed. He is a big charter school advocate, which I think puts him on the same side as Carl Paladino. And to some degree on the same side as Jay McCarthy, the one candidate that Carl Paladino will support. McCarthy is maybe not quite as staunch an advocate of charter schools, but he's on their side. Jay McCarthy is being challenged by a woman who has real education credentials. McCarthy does not come from an educational background himself. That's going to make an interesting debate.
Now, turning attention a little bit to the mayoral race, we've got certainly a couple of candidates already, the mayor himself, but we've got Bernie Tolbert, who may be entering the race.
Yes.
He's not made a formal announcement yet.
Yeah.
How is this election shaping up? Are there other candidates that might come into the play, or have we got the potential three? And with that perspective, How does this look for the mayor's incumbency? How does it look for him?
The mayor is in the catbird seat. He's got a lot of money in the bank. He's an incumbent. You know, there's always a little hard feelings against anyone in elected office, but he's generally considered to have done an okay job. You know, he's a good steward of the city's finances, et cetera. There are dissatisfactions always. It's really his race to lose. And, you know, the first candidate to declare against him, Sergio Rodriguez, is a really well-intentioned and good guy. But he's a Republican in the city of Buffalo, you may as well.
Heavily Democratic district,
yeah.
Right.
There's just not much hope there. You know, it's an opportunity for him to discuss what issues are important to him, and God bless him for that. But he doesn't stand much of a chance.
Right.
The great undeclared candidacy is Bernie Tolbert, who would run as a Democrat. He would run a primary against Byron Brown. Bernie Tolbert used to head the FBI office here. He was vice president in charge of security for the NBA. He's very well known and very well liked, comes from a well liked family on the east side of Buffalo. He's African American, which means he threatens to split the voter base that supports Byron Brown overwhelmingly. If Bernie Tolbert declares, and everybody close to him believes that he will, he believes that he's just waiting as long as he can for a number of strategic reasons, which we can go into. If he does that, if he declares, and if his candidacy is well run, you know, if he's got a good campaign, then, and he manages to split the African-American vote, that opens the road for another candidate. Buffalo's politics have always been ethnic, right? So if a white candidate comes in, especially a white candidate with significant backing in South Buffalo, which is one of the districts that really will turn out to vote, you can get a lot of votes out of South Buffalo.
Right.
And they tend to vote for a white candidate. That person might sort of, you know, run right up the middle between Tolbert and Byron Brown and snatch a victory. In any case, it becomes a free-for-all. So that's an interesting possibility. And that's one of the strategic reasons that Bernie Tolbert is waiting to declare his candidacy, because he wants to make it as difficult as possible for another candidate to do that.
I see. I was going to ask, what is the game plan here on his side?
Well, that's one thing. The other is that he comes with a little bit of baggage. When he was at the NBA, there were two sexual harassment suits, one directed at him, which was settled out of court, and an ongoing lawsuit in which he is named. He's not really a big part of it, but he's named in it. And there's no question, you know, Buffalo's politics are ethnic. They're also very, very dirty. And there's no question that much will be made of these two sexual harassment cases. He'll have to answer for them. No doubt he has got an answer for them. But his opponents are going to try to make the conversation about that rather than about issues and et cetera.
What is his primary issue with the city? What's his platform based upon?
Well, we'll have to wait for him to declare.
Okay.
and to know why it is exactly he's running and what it is he wants to do and expects that he can do.
What do you anticipate that to be? Do you have any idea?
Almost any candidate who runs for mayor in Buffalo is going to talk about education. The city provides a fair chunk of the Board of Education's budget. It's not a majority of it by any means, but it's enough that you should be able to wield some influence, and right now the mayor doesn't. And this mayor, the city mayor, hardly even talks about the issue of education because he wields no influence on the Board of Education. You'll talk about crime, almost certainly. That's always an issue. And you will talk about economic development. These are all things that the city mayor talks about when he runs, and any challenger will talk about too. As says, Sergio Rodriguez is also talking about education, crime, and economic development.
Right. Well, we've got the school board elections coming up very soon, and I'm sure that we will chat about the results in our next conversation.
No doubt.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
My pleasure, always.